If you're an income investor and you're not generating more than $500 a month, we have one question for you.
Are you crazy?
Let ETFGuide.com help you. A $100,000 portfolio using our timely strategies should be able to generate between $500 and $2,000 per month.
Go to ETFGuide.com to get our monthly income trades.
Click on ETF combos and we'll show you how to turn your investments into a cash cow.
Isn't it time you lowered your risk
and increased your monthly income? Go to ETFGuide.com and we'll show you how.
You're listening to the Index Investing Show. This is America's only weekly program focused on the important stock and bond indexes and the financial products that track them.
And now presenting your host,
Ron DeLegge. Ron DeLegge.
Great to have you with us. I'm Ron DeLegge. You're listening to the Index Investing Show. Coming up on today's broadcast, Warren Buffett is once again doing the exact opposite of the crowd. We'll get into that. I also want to talk about want a healthy retirement, get a pet. Give you some examples of why that is true and some recent research surrounding the impact of having a pet on retirees. Also coming up, I want to give you a rundown of what the portfolio report card method that I invented is all about and how it can help you understand how your investments are doing. If you'd like to join us to talk about a particular stock, mutual fund, or ETF, or a specific retirement question, financial question, anything money on your mind, give me a call, 877-711-5611. You can also tweet the program live at Index Show and my email address, ron@indexshow.com. Let's get right into something that I think is important is to watch what smart investors are doing. And certainly Warren Buffett is the smartest out there. And the disdain for cash. And we all know that cash is a major asset class. But the disdain, the hatred for cash right now, ladies and gentlemen, is almost universal. Cash instruments like money market funds are yielding around 0%, and nobody needs or wants that. The S&P 500 just rallied 3.8% in August, and that's almost one-third of its year-to-date gain. And performing even better than the broader U.S. stock market are specific industry sectors like biotech, healthcare, energy, REITs, which have all gained between 13 to 21% since the beginning of the year. Very, very good performance. What about individual investors, though? What are they doing with their money? Now, just to give you an idea, a survey taken for the American Association of Individual Investors in July showed that individuals reduced their cash in the portfolios to just under 16%, which is a 14-year low. Translation, the fully invested mindset appears to be in full bloom. So people are holding less and less cash inside their portfolios. Now, this same type of behavior is also confirmed by Ned Davis research data, which again shows that investors' asset mix in cash-oriented mutual funds is at record lows. Right now, somewhere in the vicinity of 18%, while ownership of equity funds and bond funds are out in front. Now, one other point of reference are what Wall Street's mutual fund managers are doing. Just as stocks are once again hitting record highs, and that's where they're at right now, the level of cash held by Wall Street's mutual fund managers is once again hitting record lows. So we're going to connect the dots for you on this. We're going to connect the dots for you because this type of herd mentality behavior is something that we need to really make sure we're not doing. Now, Warren Buffett, one of the greatest investors of our generation, has been doing the exact opposite of what I just explained to you with what's happening with fund managers and also the investing public. He has been increasing his exposure to cash. In fact, if we look at the stockpile of cash at Berkshire Hathaway over the past year, It's up more than 50%. Right now at around $55 billion. Now, regardless of how poor cash looks right now as an investment, it's still a major asset class. It still should have a place in your portfolio. It does have a purpose. And I explained this in one of my videos earlier this year. The video is titled, Is Cash Really Trash? You can check it out at my YouTube channel. And I talked about the benefits of cash inside an investment portfolio and why it serves a very important purpose. So although Buffett is not by definition a market timer, the precision of his best investment payoffs have been routinely good. And guess what? It's not coincidental that his cash hoard has helped him to make these kind of opportunistic moves when others are running scared. So that's just what one investor is doing. And this will help us to kind of shore up our own investment portfolios and to make sure that we've got exposure to an asset class that others right now have total hatred for and disdain. 877-711-5611 is the number. You're listening to the Index Investing Show. Great to have you with us. I'm your host, Ron DeLegge. This is a weekly program. We talk about the birds and the bees of successful investing. And if you'd like to join us to talk about your own investment portfolio or a particular mutual fund, a particular stock, a particular ETF, go ahead, get in touch with me. I'm game. I want to also bring you up to speed on what some of the key market benchmarks or indexes are doing so that you can look, see, and compare the performance of your own portfolio versus some of these major yardsticks. Now, we do this not to waste time, but so that you can have a point of reference. If you don't have a point of reference, if you're investing in the blind, you're making a big mistake because you can't know how you're really doing if you don't have any yardsticks, if you don't have any benchmarks. So take a look at what's going on right now in the total U.S. stock market. Ticker symbol VTI is the ETF, or one of them that follows this area, ahead by 8.5% since the beginning of the year. BND, which tracks the total U.S. bond market, ahead by 2.5% since the beginning of the year. So we see stocks outperforming bonds. The only segment of the bond market that is outperforming stocks is the long-term U.S. Treasury market, ticker symbol TLT, which is sizzling. VEA tracks international stocks from foreign countries like Japan and the United Kingdom and Germany and Italy and elsewhere, developed countries, non-U.S. countries, VEA ahead by 0.3% and lagging U.S. stocks. VWO tracks emerging market stocks in countries like China, Brazil, Russia, ahead by 13%. So emerging market stocks doing quite well. GLD follows the price of gold bullion ahead by just over 5%. And gold, as of late, has not been a very good performer, but nevertheless, still in positive territory. And then VNQ, which tracks real estate investment trusts. We know that real estate's a major asset class that all well-built portfolios should have exposure to. VNQ ahead by 20% since the beginning of the year, and clearly one of the outstanding performers, industry sector performers, so far since the beginning of the year. I want to get you caught up on what some of the S&P 500 industry sectors are doing so far this year. There's nine of them, and guess what? All nine are in positive territory year to date. I'm going to get you caught up on which the top what the top performing ones are doing. So stay tuned for that. Also, want to bring you up to speed on why having a pet is the formula for a healthy retirement, one of the formulas. So we'll get you caught up on that. And if you'd like to join us again, I'm here. 877-711-5611 at Index Show is my Twitter handle. You can follow me there. If you ever miss our regular radio broadcast for whatever reason or aren't able to catch us on the air, you can pick up our archive programs. They're available on podcast. You can search for the Index Investing Show at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher, or you can pick us up on our website, indexshow.com, and click on the podcast link. How is your portfolio doing so far in 2014? Have you even bothered to look? How's your performance? How's your taxes? How's your fees? Portfolio report card time. I'm Ron DeLegge, and I'll be right back. All right, many of our regular listeners are close to retirement, already in retirement, and of course we want all of you to be healthy. And an interesting article I came across, published by USA Today, talking about if you want a healthy retirement, consider getting a pet. And some research done recently here by the Center for Human-Animal Bond at Purdue University found that there is a connection between physical and emotional benefits and to owning a pet, especially for older people. For one thing, pets provide companionship so that people feel less lonely. And that's good. You know, people, we tend to feel a lot of stress when we're alone, right? Well, animals can be the focus of attention and they keep you in the present. So that's a clear benefit. And then, too, the other thing is pets provide, obviously, companionship, but they provide affection, they provide entertainment, and they love us for who we are. Isn't that why we love pets? They also encourage more exercise. Many dogs need to be walked, so they get you out and keep you active. Also, when you're petting an animal, it actually may help lower your blood pressure, which is part of a relaxation process, helps you to manage your hypertension. If you have that, it's also psychologically beneficial to you. And then also they provide us lots and lots of humor. Isn't that true? We find humor in animal behavior. It keeps us happy. We find joy and laughter in the way they sleep, in the way they act and behave. They also could be social facilitators. Studies show that you're more likely to engage in a conversation with others if you're out walking the dog or at the dog park, you're interactive with others. So these are some of the benefits of having a pet that I wanted to bring to your attention. And about 68% of U.S. households have a pet, according to a recent survey from the American Pet Products Association. 877-711-5611 is the number. I'm your host, Ron DeLegge. We're here. We're talking about the birds and the bees of successful investing. We just talked about something that refers to the what we call sentiment, a sentiment measure. In other words, a mood of the market, and that's what people are doing with their money right now. We talked about how people are investing very, very heavily in equities, which it's really not a surprise. That usually happens when a certain area like stocks have been good performers. Well, you see a lot of performance chasing. And so we see less and less investors having exposure to cash, which is an important asset class. Of course, you know, the exact percentage of cash that you should have in your portfolio is a personal decision. It's one that's based upon many factors, not just your age or your financial goals, but there may be other circumstances that make it necessary for you to hold more cash than what a person in your same age range may hold. But the point here is that cash is a major asset class, and right now we're seeing more and more investors holding less cash historically in their portfolio. And one of the things that I cited to you was something that investors are doing right now. This was actually Ned Davis' research, which showed that investors' asset mix in cash-oriented mutual funds is at record lows. It's right now near 18%. And actually, the mutual fund cash liquidity, or the amount of money that fund managers keep in reserve, just hit 3% of assets. That was in June. And that was a low that rivals previous market tops in 2000 and 2007. So again, we see what the herd is doing. They're minimizing or reducing exposure to cash. On the other hand, the savvy investors, people like Warren Buffett, are increasing their exposure to cash. And over the past year, Warren Buffett, through Berkshire Hathaway, has actually increased his exposure to cash by more than 50%. So we're not suggesting that you should become a market timer, not suggesting that you should necessarily be imitating Buffett's every move. But what I am saying is that when you do the opposite of what the crowd does, and it's not easy to do, but when you do the opposite of what the crowd does, you get the exact opposite of what they've got, which is usually a good thing. 877-711-5611 is the number. You're listening to the Index Investing Show. I'm your host, Ron DeLegge. And if you want to talk about anything on your mind, financial, a specific stock, mutual fund, ETF, I'm game. So far, pretty good year for stocks. VTI tracks total U.S. stock market ahead by 8.5%. We see a couple of asset classes lagging, like bonds and commodities, and of course cash. In terms of performance, these areas have been lagging. Real estate has been a good performer. VNQ, which tracks publicly traded REITs, ahead by 20%. And taking a look at some of the specific industry sectors within the S&P 500, now, I told you that all nine sectors of the S&P 500 in positive territory, that gives you kind of an idea of the broadness of the rally in stocks. But certain areas are performing clearly better than others. XLV, which tracks healthcare stocks, has been one of the best performing sectors for quite some time, and 2014 has been no different. XLV, which tracks companies like Pfizer and Merck and Amgen, and a whole bunch of other healthcare-related stocks, ahead by 15.7% since the beginning of the year, easily outperforming the S&P 500. Also, XLU, which tracks utility stocks, ahead by 14.9%, that area producing very nice returns. XLU, by the way, will be paying a dividend at the end of September. So those of you looking for dividends, utilities clearly a great sector to own if you want to get dividends. Right now, it's doing very well, utilities. XLK is another area performing strongly. This tracks technology sectors within the S&P 500, ahead by 12.7%. And those figures, by the way, again, courtesy of the Wall Street Journal, they are year-to-date through the market close of September 5th, 2014. I also wanted to mention, too, that this is a great point of reference in judging the performance of stock pickers. Now, we know that the track record of professional stock pickers and money managers and Wall Street's bigwigs, we know that their collective performance as stock pickers is very poor, because that's what the numbers say. We also know that the track record of amateur stock pickers is even worse. But sometimes it's more difficult to quantify the latter with raw numbers. See, unlike professional money managers, we can't categorize and neatly track the stock picking performance of Uncle Jimmy and Aunt Ethel or the 50 million other gunslingers like them. So another way to measure the lack of prowess regularly practiced by stock pickers, amateur stock pickers, is to compare their selections versus a peer ETF that matches the same industry sector as the stock. So this is an exercise I want you to do. Those of you that own individual stocks in your portfolio, I want you to start looking at the performance of those stocks versus their peer sector ETF. So let me give you an example of how you do that. Okay? The financial sector, ticker symbol XLF, this is the ETF that follows the 84 large cap banking and financial stocks in the S&P 500. Now, if you own any individual stocks, any individual banks, any individual brokerage companies, insurance companies, anything that's an individual stock that's financially related, I want you to compare the performance of that stock versus XLF. How has it done over the past year? How has it done over the past 5 years? XLF, by the way, has increased over the past 5 years by 63%. Yet many individual stocks within the banking and finance sector continue to underperform XLF. Stocks like Bank of America, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs have all underperformed XLF over the past 5 years. I'm Ron DeLegge, and I'll be right back. Go nowhere.
The Index Investing Show with Ron DeLegge.
Are you frustrated with how your investments never seem to grow? Do you feel like your investment plan might be off track? Are you concerned about your portfolio's fees, taxes, and risk? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you're not alone. Get the help you need with Ron DeLegge's free portfolio report card. Get a snapshot of your current investments and find out if your financial plan is really on track. Go to ETFguide.com and click on Ron's portfolio report card. Millions of people are investing blindly in the stock market. Don't be one of them. Ron DeLegge's free portfolio report card tells you everything you need to know about your portfolio's fees, taxes, and risk. Go to ETFguide.com and click on Ron's portfolio report card. Traditional IRA, Roth IRA, 401k plan, or brokerage account. It doesn't matter what you have. Ron's free portfolio report card will tell you everything you need to know. Go to ETFguide.com and click on Ron's portfolio report card. Don't invest without it.
Welcome back from the break. You're listening to the Index Investing Show. I'm your host, Ron DeLegge. 877-711-5611 is the number. You can also follow us on Twitter at Index Show is my handle. And you can email the program, ron@indexshow.com. If you don't want to call, that's okay. You can tweet questions, email me. Just be sure to put your first name along with your city, and I will get to it. We were talking earlier about the poor performance of individual investors when it comes to picking stocks. And we were highlighting one example of the financial sector ETF, ticker symbol XLF, which follows the 84 financial banking stocks within the S&P 500. Now, over the past 5 years, XLF has gained 63%, yet we see so many individual stocks within the banking and finance sector continuing to underperform XLF. So what does that tell you? That tells you, well, if you would have just held the sector ETF, XLF, you would have done a lot better versus trying to pick individual stocks that that try to outperform or beat the market. And some of the financial stocks that have really been horrific performers relative to XLF over the past 5 years, companies like Bank of America, that stock has just been an awful, awful performer versus XLF. Same thing goes for Citigroup and Goldman Sachs. All of those companies have underperformed XLF. Among those three stocks, Bank of America was the worst performer, falling around 5% in value over the past 5 years. I mean, that's just unacceptable performance, especially when the financial ETF, XLF, gained 63%. So these are the things that you need to be doing. Those of you that own individual stocks, you need to start having a realistic view of your stock picks, of what's really going on. This is what we do, by the way, for you. If you're not able to do this yourself, or you don't want to do this, or you don't feel comfortable with analyzing the metrics, the important metrics of your portfolio, this is what Ron DeLegge's portfolio report card, a free service that I offer to all of our listeners, this is what this does for you. Performance is one of the very important metrics that I look at with the portfolio report card, but it's not the only one, but it's one of the most important, obviously, because, well, if your portfolio can't keep up with the market and is consistently underperforming, well, that's a major red flag. That tells you something's wrong with the construction and the orientation of your portfolio. So my portfolio report card is a written analysis about the current financial condition of your investment accounts in five areas: cost, diversification, risk, taxes, and then, like I just said, performance. The reason I invented and designed the Portfolio Report Card is to help you understand the strengths and the weaknesses of your portfolio in a simplified manner that you can understand. Now, rather than being an unabridged history of your entire financial life, I purposely built it to just be a snapshot. And what it does is it uncovers unwanted hidden fees and taxes. It helps you to locate risky stocks, risky funds, risky strategies that may be threatening your financial well-being. The Portfolio Report Card warns you about performance problems within your portfolio, and that can be a 401k plan. It could be a traditional IRA. It could be a Roth IRA. It could be an UGMA account, a 403b account, a family trust account. It could be a joint account. It could be any type of account. If it's posing as an investment, I can do a Portfolio Report Card on it. And then the last thing the Portfolio Report Card does is it verifies that your investments are correctly aligned with who you are. Let me say this very explicitly and very clearly. The risk characteristics of your portfolio should match your risk character, who you are as a person. So that should be compatible. The risk characteristics of your portfolio should be compatible with your risk character. It's very crucial. I cannot overstate that enough. So the Portfolio Report Card will help you to understand how you're doing. It's a very simple grading scale, A, B, C, D, F. A and B, of course, are excellent grades. And if you get an A, by the way, if you get an A on Rhonda Legge's Portfolio Report Card, I challenge you. Well, I won't challenge you. I will pay you $100, basically, is what that amounts to. So if you get an A, I pay you $100, but it is a challenge to all of our listeners. Go to PortfolioReportCard.com and get in touch with me, and I will analyze and grade your portfolio and tell you how you're really doing. Now, this is so easy, even a caveman can understand it. Unlike other financial tools that are complicated that may require downloading and uploading and inputting your data into a mobile application or into software, you don't have to do any of that. You just share the portfolio data that I ask you, that I need in order to grade your portfolio. You just give me that data and I take over. This will help you also to eliminate your fear of not knowing. There are so many people out there that just don't know anything about their investments. In fact, there was a recent survey of consumers that revealed some pretty shocking statistics. Did you know that people are more fearful of investing in the stock market than they are of dying? Can you believe this? This was actually a study by Nationwide Financial and Harris Interactive. This was done last year in July. Of individuals over age 18 with at least $100,000 in investable assets. It's titled, the study was called The Fear of Financial Planning. And they found that people are actually more fearful of the stock market than of dying. The poll found that 62% of surveyed respondents are afraid of investing, while 58% fear death, 57% fear public speaking, and 37% fear losing their jobs. So the fear of uncertainty or the fear of not knowing definitely is a big contributor to people's anxiety when it comes to investing. So the Portfolio Report Card, I think, is a major breakthrough. And it only happened after my years of research, my years of experience, hard work, and lots of sleepless nights, and trying to come up with something that really helps investors. So that's what the Portfolio Report Card is all about. It's comprehensive. It's compact. And it's a robust framework for determining whether a person's investment portfolio is architecturally sound. PortfolioReportCard.com. Go there. 877-711-5611 is the number. You're listening to the Index Investing Show. I'm your host, Rhonda Legge. If you want to talk to us about anything on your mind, financial, a particular stock, mutual fund, if you want to talk about what's happening with your investment portfolio, your 401k plan, your IRA, I'm game. Again, just give us your first name along with your city, and I will get to you. Now, I've already graded, since mid-May, $12 million in investment portfolios. And I see and I want to share some of the results with you in the next segment. I've seen specifically a couple of types of portfolios that continue to repeat themselves. And there was a great Wall Street legend by the name of Peter Bernstein. He died in, I believe it was 2009 is when he passed away. He's a Wall Street historian and legend. And one of the things he said that I found very insightful is that not nearly enough work is being done on simplifying or uncluttering portfolios. Instead of adding complexity to an investment process, Bernstein said that it makes sense to get rid of bad habits. Now, he rightly acknowledged that before you can get your money right, you must first get your mind right. He also knew that complicated investment portfolios is probably a counterproductive strategy for the vast majority of people. But I want to share with you the $12 million of analyzed and graded portfolios, some of the common types of portfolios that I see. I'm Ron DeLegge. This is the Index Investing Show. Go nowhere!
The Index Investing Show with Ron DeLegge.
Welcome back to the Index Investing Show Saloon. We're over here, you're over there, and we're talking about the birds and the bees of successful investing. Ron DeLegge's Portfolio Report Card can help you to find out what the strengths and the weaknesses are of your portfolio. And yes, it's true. If your portfolio gets an A, I pay you $100. Go to PortfolioReportCard.com and get in touch with me. And I will tell you if your portfolio passes or flunks. It's a written report that you get and tells you about the financial condition of your investment portfolio in five areas: risk, diversification, cost, taxes, and performance. And if you get an A, you get $100. If you don't get an A, if you get a B, that's a pretty good score. But if you get a C, D, or F, clearly that tells you that there are some major flaws with your investment portfolio that you need to do some work. Something's wrong with your investment portfolio. So the Portfolio Report Card will tell you, and it's a wonderful, wonderful tool. It's simple. It's a one-page report that you get. And again, just go to PortfolioReportCard.com. It will help you to completely extinguish all doubts about your investment portfolio. It'll help you identify and eliminate hidden risks, hidden fees that may pose a threat to your financial stability. And, this is what it's all about. It's easy. No mobile apps, no software programs, no data entry are required. Again, just go to PortfolioReportCard.com to get started. Now, since May, I've already graded and analyzed $12 million worth of investment portfolios. And I wanted to share with you some of the intimate details of real-life investment portfolios that I've analyzed and graded, okay? Now, you know on this show, one of the regular features that we do is we analyze and grade right on the program listener portfolios. Now, I wanted to kind of categorize the types of portfolios that I've analyzed and graded since May, this $12 million, because I see a reoccurring theme among how these portfolios are constructed and put together. Now, the first type of portfolio that I've seen over and over again is what I call the one-trick pony. Now, this is a one-stock or one-mutual fund or one-asset class type of portfolio. Quite often, it's the kind of portfolio or IRA or 401k plan or whatever that experiences temporary success, like a lucky stock pick that goes to the moon. And what happens? The investor becomes emboldened, right? They're all of a sudden a genius because they picked one thing that went to the moon. Typically, though, this type of portfolio will hum along until one day it's suddenly obliterated by an unexpected scandal, bankruptcy, or another unpredictable shock. That's the danger of the one-trick pony investment portfolio, and I see a lot of them out there. I've graded them. The next type of portfolio that I see consistently from the portfolio report card service that I provide is the portfolio that contains the most talked about, the most widely held, and the most popular stocks or investments in the present moment. And I call that the What's Hot Today portfolio. Again, it contains the most talked about, the most widely held, the most sexiest stocks or investments in the present moment. And the only two questions that people with this type of portfolio usually care about or ask is what's hot right now and why don't I own it? So that's the What's Hot Today investment portfolio. And then there's the What's Hot or What Was Hot Yesterday portfolio. Now, this is the portfolio very similar to the What's Hot Today portfolio, except it's the What Was Hot Yesterday. So this portfolio contains the most talked about, the most widely held, and the most popular stocks and investments in previous eras, you know, going back 5, 10, 15 years. Now, the only question that people with this type of portfolio typically ask is, how did my hot stocks, how did my hot funds turn so cold? What happened? So that's the What's Hot or What Was Hot Yesterday portfolio. And then, of course, there's the inherited portfolio. This is the investment mix that was bequeathed by a family member. It could be a parent or a grandparent or an uncle or an aunt or a next of kin. And this type of portfolio often contains totally unproductive stocks or funds. But the problem is that parting ways with these unproductive stocks or investments or funds is a mammoth emotional challenge. Very difficult for those with the inherited portfolio. Adjusting anything within this type of portfolio, no matter how minor, inevitably turns into a crisis of the nerves and a crisis of unwanted voices like, I don't want to disappoint mom or dad. I don't want to disappoint Auntie Ethel or Uncle Pete with all of these changes. And so what happens is separation anxiety reigns with the inherited portfolio. It's very difficult to part ways because of the emotional connection that one has to these investments. And I have this, by the way, in my own family. My grandmother, who's still alive, she's in her early 90s, a healthy woman, strong woman, but she worked at IBM for 25 years, and she accumulated IBM stock. I've seen this in my own family, where the separation anxiety with IBM is almost impossible. And so this is something that I see with the inherited portfolio time and time again. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Index Investing Show. I'm your host, Ron DeLegge. Great to have you with us. This is a regular weekly radio broadcast. We talk about your own portfolio, your own investments, find out if you're progressing, digressing, find out if your investment goals are on track. One of the tools that can help you do that is my portfolio report card service, which is free. Just go to portfolioreportcard.com, get in touch with me. I'll analyze and grade your portfolio in 5 key areas. I'll tell you if you pass or flunk, and if you get an A, I pay you $100. Now, coming up on next week's show, we're going to have with us as my program guest, Dan Dolan. He's with the Select Sector Spider ETFs. We're going to talk about what's happening sector-wise, and sectorspider.com is their website. Go there. Really cool website. They've got some awesome financial tools. Sector Spider, that's SPDR.com. One of the tools that I like to use is the correlation tool, which you can type in any ticker symbol. This really works well if you own any individual stocks, and to see how closely correlated they are to specific sector ETFs. And so that's a really cool tool, again, available at sectorspider.com. Also coming up on next week's show, I'm going to be doing a portfolio report card for a $1 million portfolio. So that's coming up. Be sure to tune in for that. And of course, in the meantime, if you want to reach out to me for whatever reason between now and then to get your own portfolio report card, you can follow me on Twitter. @IndexShow is my Twitter handle. You can also go to portfolioreportcard.com. and submit a formal request, or you can email me, ron@indexshow.com. Now, if for whatever reason you miss our regular radio broadcast, you can listen to our podcast. It's available at iTunes along with Stitcher. And please, please, please give us a review. If you enjoy this show, and I know many of you do, but you haven't made that extra step or effort to give our show a review at the podcast link at iTunes or Stitcher, please do that. That's a huge, huge help. And it helps other listeners like yourself to find our show. Two other final portfolios that I have seen in the portfolio report card, programs that I've done here since May, the $12 million of portfolios that I've analyzed and graded. The last two are the I Got Burned portfolio. And this type of portfolio got clobbered during a bad market or fell prey to a financial scam or got nuked by an investment that blew up. This is called the I Got Burned portfolio. And these types of portfolios are usually concentrated in one asset class, like cash or gold, and investors with this type of portfolio are usually paralyzed. And then finally, there's everything but the kitchen sink, which is a disorganized mess of everything. This portfolio resembles the local swap meet. Well, that does it for another episode of the Index Investing Show. Thank you so much for joining us. And until we meet again, may the market indexes be with you.
The opinions expressed in this broadcast are not necessarily that of our advertisers, sponsors, or broadcast partners. The discussion of investing is general and should not be construed as investment advice or an offer to buy or sell securities. Listeners are responsible for their own investment decisions and results. Before investing in mutual funds or ETFs, always consult a prospectus for risk, charges, expenses, and other information. Read the prospectus carefully before investing. Past performance is not indicative of future results. No reproduction or dissemination of the Index Investing Show is permitted without the expressed written consent of its producers.